Hello and welcome to another thought for the day from New Milton Evangelical Free Church. Let's pray as we come to God's word. Our gracious Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for speaking your truth and laying it out before us so that we can be exhorted, encouraged, rebuked, chastised and kept in the way of life. And we thank you that every word you speak comes from your heart to ours. That it is because we are under your grace, we are covered by the blood of Jesus, forgiven our sins and made to walk in a new way with the righteousness that Christ bestows upon us. So help us now as we read your word to understand it and to apply it to our lives. Amen. So we're reading from Hebrews chapter 11 verses 12 to 23. Joshua took all these royal cities and their kings and put them to the sword. He totally destroyed them as Moses, the servant of the Lord, had commanded. Yet Israel did not burn any of the cities built on their mounds except Hazor, which Joshua burned. The Israelites carried off for themselves all the plunder and livestock of these cities, but all the people they put to the sword until they completely destroyed them, not sparing anyone that breathed. As the Lord commanded his servant Moses, so Moses commanded Joshua, and Joshua did it. He left nothing undone of all that the Lord commanded Moses. So Joshua took this entire land, the hill country, all the Negev, the whole region of Goshen, the western foothills, the Arabah, and the mountains of Israel with their foothills, from Mount Halak, which rises towards Seir, to Baal Gad in the valley of Lebanon below Mount Hermon. He captured all their kings and put them to death. Joshua waged war against all these kings for a long time. Except for the Hivites living in Gibeon, not one city made a treaty of peace with the Israelites, who took them all in battle. For it was the Lord himself who hardened their hearts to wage war against Israel, so that he might destroy them totally, exterminating them without mercy, as the Lord had commanded Moses. At that time, Joshua went and destroyed the Anakites from the hill country, from Hebron, Debir, and Anab, from all the hill country of Judah, from all the hill country of Israel. Joshua totally destroyed them and their towns. No Anakites were left in Israelite territory. Only in Gaza, Gath, and Ashdod did any survive. So Joshua took the entire land, just as the Lord had directed Moses, and he gave it as an inheritance to Israel according to their tribal divisions. Then the land had rest from war. So the phrase we're looking at today is that phrase in the middle of that section where it said that nobody made a treaty of peace with Israel except the Gibeonites that we had read about and heard about before. Why? Because, verse 20, it was the Lord himself who hardened their hearts to wage war against Israel, because God's intention was that they would be judged and destroyed. Why was that? Well, we've mentioned several times before that the Canaanites were an abominable people. They were, their moral standards were so low as to be subnormal. What they did to their children in offering them for sacrifice, their blatant refusal to revere life itself, let alone acknowledge God, their worship of idols, promiscuity, sexual deviance, the catalogue of sins increased and increased as the ages went on. Abraham had been told that it wasn't in his day that God would judge them, because the full number of their sins had not been fulfilled. And now was the time for God to judge them. If they had had a chance to repent and to turn to God, it had gone. And the option now was no option. It was God's time to judge. And we need to bear in mind these warnings, that when God says it's judgment time, there's no turning back. There is no freedom to repent or to turn to him. Hebrews 12, verse 28 puts it like this: Since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire. When we come into his presence, we do not do so lightly. He is a terror, this God of ours. He is an awe-inspiring wonder, a warrior beyond words. And when he wages war, no one withstands him. So when we are in salvation, when we have been saved by his grace, which has no real root apart from his love, his determination to set his goodness upon us and draw us to Christ and rescue us and lift us from our old ways and place us into in his kingdom, the kingdom of light. When he does that, that is incredible. That is awesome. When all that we deserve is his judgment. So let us be thankful today, brother or sister in Christ, that we are his, because this is the judgment we have escaped. What we were due for our sins was judgment like this. And because of the love of God, he has extended his hand and brought us out of that liability to judgment and brought us into the whole sunshine of his grace. Let's praise him today. Just one further note here. You notice this mention in verse 21 that Joshua went and destroyed the Anakites. Now, it's worthwhile doing a cross reference here, because these were the people who struck fear into the heart of Israel when they had first come under Moses to the borders. And the 10 of the 12 spies who had gone into the land came back with a report that there were these fearful warriors, these giants they were called, very tall people, very much taller than them, and that the Israelites would not be able to take the land. And as a consequence, that's in Numbers 13, as a consequence, Moses had actually instructed the people, brought God's instruction to them in Deuteronomy 9. You are now about to cross the Jordan to go and dispossess the nations greater and stronger than you, with large cities that have walls up to the sky. The people are strong and tall. They are Anakites. You know about them and have heard it said, who can stand up against the Anakites? But be assured today that the Lord your God is the one who goes across ahead of you like a devouring fire. He will destroy them. He will subdue them before you, and you will drive them out and annihilate them quickly, as the Lord has promised you. So Joshua, in fulfillment of the promise that God gave to Moses, brings the Israelites through into doing exactly what it is that God had promised. And the Anakites, these giants amongst peoples, were eliminated from the land. Just as an extra note, by the way, it's thought that Goliath, who fought David, may have been a descendant from the Anakite. This is why he was a giant, considered to be a giant. I think he came from Gath, and certainly Ashdod at that time, these were Philistine territories. So this strain of people had actually come right the way down through scripture into David's day. We used to sing a song when I was in the youth club many, many years ago. I won't tell you how many. It went like this. Got any rivers you think are uncrossable? Got any mountains you can't tunnel through? God specializes in things thought impossible, and he can do what no other power can do. Believer in Christ, this is the power that is in your life. Do you face giants today? Go with the power of God. He will overcome. Amen. Let's pray. Gracious Lord, we thank you that you give us victory in Christ. Not to us, but to you be the glory. Not for us, but for you is the battle. And we ask that in the power that he gives us, we might go forth not fearing, but able to accomplish all that you command us to do. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.